producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Tonight, each and every show, we kick it around with our pal from Talk Radio News, none better than our friend from Ohio, the former congressman, Bob Ney. Bob, we were talking off the air, and you said it's a good thing you're still not in Congress because you'd probably be banned because of the frustrations.
Yeah, for a week, because, you know, and we've done it before. If you call somebody a name, another member, you know, or the president or something at the mic, they ban you. They have a vote if you don't apologize, and they ban you for 24 hours. I'd be banned for a week. Because I'd be calling McCain names and everybody else under the sun.
So let's talk about that. With John McCain, in your estimation, where did John McCain really screw up?
Well, he stood on the floor and he said, you know, this deal with Russia, and he invoked, you know, the dead baby on the beach. And the whole point to this is he said, but I don't want ground troops. You know, well, the Syria thing is done. Russia is there. There's nothing we can do about it. John McCain allied with this one leader of the, quote, freedom fighters, who we later saw on YouTube last year, cutting the opponent's heart out, screaming God is great, and eating the heart. I mean, I hate to put in those terms, but this is what McCain was backing, is the freedom fighters. We've been able to recruit five people in the whole process. So, yeah, Russia's in Syria. There is really nothing we can do about it, so we can complain about President Obama all day long. Maybe he should have taken an opportunity before, but if Assad's a bad guy, Kate, but if he goes, there's going to be an ISIS flag flying above Damascus. So, you know, I don't think there's a thing we can do about it, and I'm just watching McCain pontificate, and I thought, okay, you know.
Yeah,
but he doesn't
crazy.
Want to
Yeah, absolutely. Then we seg over to Kevin McCarthy, who already is not the Speaker of the House, thinks he has the votes, everybody's talking about him, but he steps into it too, right?
Not ready for prime time. Matt Salmon, a Arizona Republican, said that very thing about McCarthy, because what he did, and the House is so strict about this, you know, we used to monitor newsletters down to the period, you know, of what you say. And what he did is he came out and he said, not basically, but he said, you know, we formed that Benghazi committee. We drove Hillary Clinton's numbers down. Nobody thought she was beatable. So he directly linked $3 million of House funding to driving Hillary Clinton's numbers down, is what he did. And Elijah Cummings and some of the Democratic members just, you know, went crazy with this and probably could file actually an ethics charge. Hillary Clinton, frankly, said it was deeply distressing when I hear a statement like that, blah, 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 when she really needs to go after the jugular on this. You know, McCarthy said what everybody knows, but you don't say that. You don't say that it was politically. I think this is a biggie. This is going to be used against him by Republicans who don't want him.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. So if with the Republicans who don't want him, do you think that gives them, it certainly gives them a little ammunition. Do you think he put himself in a position where maybe it's not such a layup that he gets this?
Well, they're going to move these elections very quickly next week. So he has to just, you know, kind of suck this one up, kind of move on, and hope he does nothing between now and next week. Because, look, I sat in a room one time when all of a sudden we were ready to go upstairs and vote Bob Livingston in, and he stood there and said, by the way, I'm leaving, bye-bye. And we're like, what? And then they circulated a letter around that, or a signature line for Denny Hastert to be Speaker, and we went upstairs and elected another guy. So, you know, strange things happen in history, and I think McCarthy better be very, very careful until he gets those votes next week. This combined with anything else could be a real problem for him.
Yeah, could tank him. All right, speaking of tanking, what in the world, this is another thing you and I talked about off the air, what in the world is going on with Hillary Clinton and her her responses. You have Donald Trump, who goes after her again, of course, for the whole email thing. It's an atrocity for the country and everything else. Then she's trying to make jokes about the Chinese. She's not good at the joke thing either.
No, you know, I watched, and I'm not a, you know, as you know, I'm not a, some Hillary hater or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And I watched her last Sunday, was it? Mm-hmm. And whoever told her to laugh over everything they say to her as a question was should be just strangled. It's just, she was laughing over everything, so she's trying to kind of, I think she needs to be more natural and not recreate herself, but her answers are so basically subdued. I mean, people are coming after her at her jugular vein politically.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to, you know, really get with this. But her response to the McCarthy thing in the emails is just very, very tame.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Hey, we didn't even talk about this because there's always so much. It's the gift that keeps on giving, Washington. You know, it's funny you say that it's a good thing you're not there because you'd be banned. But isn't it great for you to be on this side of things where you can actually talk about what's going on?
And be much more candid about it than when you're in office.
No kidding. Oh, it's so funny. And then, so finally, too, we have this. We've got the Band-Aid again over the budget. The Republicans plan to, we're not going to fund Planned Parenthood. We're going to, you know, shut down the government. That didn't work out. You're not surprised, right?
No, I knew they were losing that. You know, Boehner tried the I'm holding Homeland Security hostage. That went away. They tried the 957 Obamacare votes. That went away, shutting the government down. And now it's getting so, I mean, obvious. Mitch McConnell is actually, like, pushing Ted Cruz all around that they're not going to shut the government down. So the Republicans have got to get away from this mantra of here's our one issue, we're going to take the government out over it. And I think they've learned about Planned Parenthood. There was 100 ways to actually skin the cat on that issue, and they didn't do it. They just went after the shut the government down. Didn't surprise me at all. Now they have a temporary measure till December the 11th, and Boehner won't even be around to negotiate that. You know, the new speaker will. So we'll have to see what they do.
Yeah, with the whole government shutdown, you had to do budgetary work, obviously, when you were in Congress. What is the deal with that? Is it just that it's so cumbersome, there's so many agencies to fund, it's a different day? I don't know. I'm trying to think of an excuse.
No.
Why can this never get done correctly, it seems?
It's the Congress. It's not even the White House. It's the Congress because, you know, you put something together, present it, give it to the president. He can veto it and shut the government down if he wants. Clinton and Newt Gingrich, think about this for a second. Talk about how we used to think things were bad. Bill Clinton and Newt Gingrich had five balanced budgets, complete budgets that they passed. Also, I call it the yawn vote. We used to, six times under Bush, if my memory serves me right, we stuck our voting card in, you voted to raise the debt ceiling, you yawned, and you went to dinner. I call it the yawn vote. It is the end of the world. It is, you know, the apocalypse for this vote. So
yeah.
I don't know. The debt ceiling simply pays for what you already spent. And if Congress doesn't like the debt ceiling, don't spend the money. It's just a combative world between the White House, but the Congress itself even put President Obama out of this picture. They can't even, the Republicans, and I'm critical of them because they're controlling the House. They only passed six of their appropriation bills, and they're supposed to pass 13 in their own house.
Wow. Wow. So, that's insane.
Dysfunctional. It's going to keep us employed forever.
Yeah, no kidding. That's for sure. Absolutely, I agree. Bob Ney, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Miles and miles, groove and groove, and all I want to do.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. situation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Tonight, pleased to be joined by Rachel Moran, and Rachel is a voice, such an interesting and passionate person. This is something that I have taken up here on the show, as you know, over the years. We're talking about human trafficking and prostitution and what is some of the unbelievable atrocities happening around the world. Rachel's written a book called Paid For, My Journey Through Prostitution, and it's interesting. Right in the foreword of the book, Jimmy Carter says, people who are working to end sexual exploitation will take heart from her example of transformation and an insistence on basic human dignity. Hi, Rachel. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So the Pope was just here, and it was not too long ago, just a week or so ago, that before he came to the United States, that you also met with the Pope in Rome to enlist his help on your journey and what you're trying to do as a best-selling author and journalist and women's rights advocate. You're out there trying to really open some eyes in what's going on around the world. And what was that meeting like with the Pope?
Oh, it was really, really pleasant. He's a lovely man. I'd always had that impression about him. And he's just very warm and personable. And yeah, I enjoyed meeting him, and I'll be back to the Vatican again. They've already invited me back. So, you know, within the course of the conversation I had with the Pope and with others in the Vatican, I came to find that they've actually already taken a position on prostitution in all of its forms as a human rights violation. So that was very heartening to hear. I hadn't actually known that.
Yeah, boy, I didn't know that either. That is great to hear that, absolutely. You founded Space International specifically to help advocate for abused women. And, of course, you've been speaking, and I mentioned the book and whatnot. So tell us about SPACE and what it is specifically you're doing.
Well, our membership is made up of a dozen women from across seven nations, and five of our members are from five different U.S. states. So we're very broadly represented, and every woman in the group has lived the sex trade at some point in her life, and a lot of the women work delivering frontline services now at this point. So between us, we have a lot of experience of what the sex trade is, from our own personal perspectives and also from what we've seen in the lives of many other women. So we exist to advocate for political change.
Your book talks about your journey. Tell us, so people know, peel that onion back a little bit for us. What happened to you and how did you get out of that business?
Well, I left home at 14 because of serious problems within my family, very dysfunctional background. And I was homeless and prostituting by the following year. So that went on in my life for 7 years. I got out at 22. And, you know, getting out was a complicated thing. It wasn't something that happened for any one reason. I had been using drugs at that point for some years, and I was heavily addicted to cocaine. I also desperately needed to get out of prostitution and to get off drugs because my son at that point was 4 and a half and just about to start school. So a few different things happened that way to just combine in my life to push me to a point where I absolutely had to get out.
And then when you got out, did you decide, I need to help, I see this horrible problem that's happening, and I need to be involved and somehow be a voice?
Well, what happened was a few years after I got out, I had returned to education, and I started writing paid for, not for any political reasons initially, but just because I wanted to tell the truth, just because I wanted to put the truth on the page. And it took quite some years to complete. And by the time I was close to the end of writing the book, things had changed. The political landscape in Ireland had changed. The Turn Off the Red Light campaign had begun, and I wanted to get involved in that.
Yeah, wow. It, you know, we talk about, because there's so many forms of prostitution and what's happened, and sadly one that I've seen really explode in the United States, and people seem to be shocked by this, is sex tourists and human trafficking and young kids that are suddenly pulled into this world and have no way to get out of it. And it just seems to be on the increase. And I think, if anything, that absolutely has to stop. If you look worldwide, and you know this, trafficking is a worldwide industry. It's well over a $32 billion business. So how do we make inroads into that? Obviously, doing things like you're doing, advocating, out there speaking. Are there other things that people can do and be aware of it at least?
I think that what we need to do is politically organize for the Nordic model, which is what my group does. That model basically is about criminalizing the exploiters and decriminalizing the exploited and opening up avenues through which they can get out of the sex trade, including help with housing, counseling, childcare, education, training, all that kind of stuff. So that's what we're advocating for, real political solutions. And I think it's very, very important that we hit the male demand for paid sex, because if it weren't for that, this problem wouldn't exist.
Boy, isn't that the truth? Absolutely. So you certainly are getting attention with your book, and you've been able to raise the roof in that sense, and it's just absolutely terrific. When I look across the horizon, the landscape, and I see, as I mentioned, the United States, it's horrific, some of the things that are happening, and outside of the United States too as well, and you hit the nail on the head, paying for sex, that is absolutely the big thing that has led to the human trafficking and some of the atrocious things that we've seen. I would imagine for you what would be rewarding would be when you talk to people or get letters, emails, whatever, from folks who have gotten out of the business, and you must have had some encounters like that. Has that been the thing that really keeps you going, people that have found a different way and gotten out of it and helped to try to shut some of this down?
You know, I've gotten support from such a broad range of people, from people who've gotten out of the sex trade, from some people who are still within the sex trade, from the wives and the widows, I must say, of sex buying men. It's you know, from politicians, from journalists. It's been really, really broad, the support base. The antagonism and the abuse I've got has also been very notable. And a good deal of that comes from people who are personally invested in keeping the sex trade going. It's very relentless. But my bottom line really is that, like I said earlier, if we don't curb the demand, this problem is going to continue to grow. And anywhere where you see the decriminalisation of pimps and johns, like New Zealand, for example, you see a massive expansion of the sex trade. So that's why we are firmly opposed to decriminalisation and legalisation models, because sex trafficking goes through the roof, and many other harms multiply alongside it.
Yeah, wow, well said. Rachel Moran, thank you so much. Pick up her book, Paid For: My Journey Through Prostitution. We appreciate your time.
Thanks very much.
So interesting what Rachel's saying, and it's true. I've had these conversations even with, put the politics aside, somebody who was really pushing on the Hill in this direction was Debbie Wasserman Schultz, you know, to do the eye-opening thing of, man, you can't believe these numbers that we're seeing sex trafficking wise, and Rachel said it, it's the idea of it just multiplies. New Zealand, she ends on talking about New Zealand, that in saying if you make selling sex legal but buying it illegal, then they say, she says, and she did an op-ed piece that talked about this, women can get help without being arrested, harassed, all that kind of stuff, because that's the other part of this. And I'll tell you what, and this is happening in some places like Norway. It's happening in Iceland, etc. And Amnesty International, they talk about a sex trade free from fraud, coercion, from that kind of thing. And we've seen it. We've seen what's happened in the United States. I kept coming back to that. It's so shocking. I mean, where are the sex tourists? Where's human trafficking really, really on the rise? And, you know, Dallas, Texas is in the top five. I have to say, I was stunned to learn that. So a powerful, powerful message and story, certainly, that she delivers, no question about it. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way next here on America Tonight.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Hey, hey, coming up on America Tonight, before we leave this hour, a little true or false with Danielle, my brother, as he is on the technicals for this extravaganza. But before we get there, terrible news from earlier in the day. I can't tell you immediately, out of Washington I heard this, and from some of our affiliates in the West, the fact that you have 10 people who were killed at this Oregon college. So sad. And this is in Roseburg, Oregon. And the shooter, they identified the shooter as Chris Harper Mercer, and I'll tell you, boy, oh boy, I mean, they sealed off the campus right away. They're looking at all the possible motives. I think that there was just complete shock. The response was swift, but even though they responded, in other words, the cops were there, anybody who had anything that they could possibly do to figure out how do they, you know, get to that college as fast as they can. I mean, they had only one unarmed security guard on duty. The school had one. So, you know, here's what the conversation is. Is this back to the point where we need to talk about arming more people on campuses because of some of what's happened? I'm going to give you some of the details here. And, of course, you know, the classes are canceled now, but the thing that's so sad, this mass murder in Oregon, is the fact that you see that familiar image of the students walking out and their arms are up and they're running, you know, to get away from
the person who's shooting. And so here you have all these people that are also injured, by the way. And, you know, the police, of course, killed Chris Harper Mercer. So here we go again. There's not a lot of details or background that are, some of this is starting to surface, but very, very little. They were worried initially that this could be a terroristic thing because they started to run his name immediately against watch list, and they checked, where do you go? Email history, go to the phones, go to social media, try to rule out any kind of links, and they couldn't find those. That was the very first thing they did. And so you know, because we have lots of listeners in this area, Roseburg is about 180 miles south of Portland. And the sheriff's department there said that they're, you know, immediately, because, of course, everybody wants to know how many people were killed, how many people are injured, and 10 people, and then 7 injured. And immediately they got them to hospitals as fast as they could. And, you know, you're talking about a lot of the people who were killed were students who were in their early 20s. I mean, this is where they're supposed to be having the time of their life, where they're going to school, where they're taking a breath, where they're learning, where they're thinking about what their future is going to be. And so all these lives cut short. So, of course, the president did a little bit of an address from the White House on Thursday night. And once again, this goes to the gun laws again, because immediately that's where we head. So the president talked about a change in gun laws and saying we're numb to it and it can't be this easy for someone who wants to inflict harm on other people to get their hands on a gun. And then you hear the witnesses and what they had to say. And, you know, there was one 18-year-old young girl. I listened to what she was talking about. And she said she was in a writing class when a shot came through the window. She saw her teacher get shot in the head. Then the shooter told the students to get on the ground before asking people to stand up and state their religion. And then he began firing. So you had people that were on the ground trying to figure out what to do, lining people up and asking them what their religion was. This is what several people confirmed. You know, initially, too, there were a lot of conflicting reports, as always, because it's chaotic, about the casualties. I mean, I think the first time somebody sent me a text, they were telling me 25 people, and I said, you have to be kidding me. But no matter how many people were shot, wounded, and killed, it's an awful, awful thing. Initially, they were talking a pretty an even bigger amount, double the amount. And so many people feel as though they were lucky to get out of the situation because some of them were able to weave out of the door, distract the shooter, and get away. Get away as fast as they could. There were descriptions of people who got shot. One girl got shot twice, once in the arm and in the stomach, and then was able to limp away so that she wasn't shot again. And it's just terrible. And so, you know, this is a pretty small city. You know, you're talking about a city, I told you where it would be on the map so you could visualize Portland and how far away this is. You're talking about a city of about 22,000 people. And this college is a small college. It's got about 3,000 students. So, I mean, it's just a heartbreaking tragedy. The congressman from that area, Peter DeFazio, said he wanted to, and of course, what's he going to say? He said he wanted to extend his gratitude to the first responders, which they did. As I said, they got there as fast as they could. Everybody scrambled for their work in responding to the event. And then once we know more about what happened today, he said he was going to work with other folks in Congress to find ways to prevent tragedies like this. So here's my question. We go to the gun issue again. The president immediately goes there. Is it get the guns away? Forget guns. You have to take guns out of people's hands, and that's going to make a difference here. Is it about a better system, a waiting period? Would that have made a difference here? We don't know all the specifics about where he got his guns. And I say this all the time, whether I personally use a gun or not, I don't believe in taking rights away, and that's the problem with the Second Amendment. If somebody goes through what it takes to get concealed and carry, if they're in a state where you have concealed and carry, I say bravo to you. There are many single mothers who feel much more comfortable that way. They're responsible with their guns, and you know that's the key thing, responsible gun ownership. Could we ever 100% guarantee that no matter what we do? No. There is no way that I could ever get on these airwaves and tell you I feel completely confident by some legislation that's being worked up that this will solve the problem. The gun shows come up, that there aren't checks there, that it's easy to get someone to get through and get you the gun, and then somebody who wants to get one can. So here we go again. The floodgates are open. What do you think, ultimately, is the discussion we should be having when it comes to weapons in the United States? You can always send me an email, americatonight.net, because I know this is so much bigger, and we've had lots of experts on. We've talked to victims. We've talked to other people who were victims and didn't have a gun, then got a gun, and what happened since then, that kind of thing. We've had some heartbreaking stories in the years that I've been doing America Tonight. You can throw in yours, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. And this is what happens when it comes to the politicians. This is where it goes. But are guns the problem, or is it attitudes? Is it the way the world is? Is it the hate that we're seeing? The haters, the hate propaganda that's out there? Is this what's going on? Somebody said to me today, you know what? This is part and parcel of technology. Technology has made people loners who are constantly anonymous, writing things all over the internet, and getting revved up by others. Do you believe that? I mean, there is the yin and the yang of technology, but isn't there always? Immediately where our mind goes is terrorism, though. And that's what I said at the beginning. Check the social media. Look online. Why was he asking people what their religion was? Why was that involved? And several witnesses said that's what happened. But it's a terrible thing when somebody's in a place of learning where it should be sacred, just like church, just like a workplace, and instead it's shattered once again, and there are people that survive, and there are people that are killed right in front of the students' eyes. It also goes to, do more armed people need to be on campuses? Would this help at all? I've said this before, as I have two really good friends that live in Israel. Smaller country, different situation. There are a lot of differences between Israel and the United States. But the teachers have guns. So if I have a child in an elementary school in Jerusalem or Tel Aviv, I know that the teacher has a gun. I know that if somebody were to try to do that, or try to open fire, there's a good chance, if they're proficient with the weapon and they're there and they have it, boom, there's somebody to react automatically. So can we justify that in the United States? Is that the way we need to go? And certainly this is a discussion that's been going on for decades. And every time there's a horrible thing that happens, whether it's at an elementary school, a middle school, a high school, a college, or some other public place, we go back to the same square one and ask ourselves some of the questions that I just brought up. I got an email today from somebody who said, you know, Kate, did you ever think that there are just too many damn guns in this nation to even consider trying to round them up anyway? Do we just have to live with that fact? Aren't we exercising our constitutional right to bear arms? What do you think? Let me know, 855-266-5283, plus a little true or false. Stay with us.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Your food is coming from. Aquaponicssource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to aquaponicssource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's aquaponicssource.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We are whipping around the last couple of turns here for this hour of America Tonight. A lot of people sending me emails about this shooter and the shooting at the Oregon Community College campus, and what does this mean? Because we have that big gun tug of war. The school shooter apparently singled out Christians because he was asking about religions, and if somebody said they were Christian, he shot them during this crazy rampage, and he was shot and killed as well. 10 people dead and 7 others wounded. A few other people nicked as well with ricocheting bullets. Just a terrible, terrible thing, that's for sure. All right, we wanted to lighten the load at the tail end of the show and have a little fun with my favorite Polish man, who is the technical director of this edition of America Tonight, Daniel Konczerski. I like that name, Konczerski. You know, it sounds like, the Seinfeld episode. What was his name? George Costanza.
Oh, yeah, Costanza.
Costanza. I mean, I could see people. Do people call you by your last name a lot or no?
Oh, no, not very often. People normally have trouble pronouncing it when they see it.
So they just avoid it.
Yeah.
Don't feel bad about that, because you think Delaney is such an easy name. And I'll never forget this. You'll like this story, Daniel, and for everybody else, I hope I'm not boring you to tears. But I was coming back through customs, and I'd been in Ireland, and when I was going through customs in Miami, the custom officer got really excited. He goes, "Oh, it's so nice to see a nice Italian girl." I'm thinking Italian girl. Where are you getting Delaney? Hello, consonant. But I didn't say anything. I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's fine. Whatever. Just let me through. I got to catch a plane. I'm cool with that. Whatever you want to say.
Yeah, so was,
yeah, whatever.
When
you
you're
know?
In a hurry.
Yeah, when you're in a hurry, I'm whatever you think. It's fine. It doesn't matter. All right, so we are going to pick on Daniel a little bit, folks, and we're going to do a little true or false with Daniel. So here's my first one for you. $310.5 million, that's the Powerball. Was there a winner from New Jersey? Was that where the winner hailed from?
I'm going to say false.
Very nice. It is false.
Awesome.
The winner was, yeah, the winner is from my favorite state. I love Michigan. I love me some Michigan people because they're so direct in how they approach you. And of course, we have lots of listeners in Michigan. Some of my favorite people come from Michigan. So, Three Rivers, Michigan, it was a Shell station where somebody had the winning ticket. That person, their hands must be shaking. They haven't like stepped forward yet that we know. They haven't stepped into the light yet at this point. $310.5 million. Be honest, Daniel, would you be here with me on this show if you won the Powerball?
Oh, probably not.
You'd be long gone. You'd be like somewhere else, right?
Yeah, or maybe just in my apartment sleeping.
Sleeping, I like that. Yeah, I would just immediately, I don't know, my friends wouldn't know where I was anymore. I'd be, boom, she disappeared. It was like smoke. She left. We don't know. She left a trail. We don't know. We don't know where she is. All right, so donuts are very, very popular, but the donut business is a competitive business. A lot of folks like to go to their local bakeries and support, you know, the people who make donuts in whatever nook and cranny you hail from. Krispy Kreme donuts are popular, and they had a great business model. They narrowed down the amount of stores because they found when they tried to expand too much, the stores weren't doing as well, so that they could get back into the black by narrowing how many stores they had. So they closed a few of them. Is it true that Dunkin' Donuts is closing 100 stores?
I want to say false on that one.
You are incorrect. It is true.
Oh, geez.
Sad but true, if you like Dunkin' Donuts, a box of Joe and all that. If you have a Dunkin' Donuts in your neighborhood, you have to check it out. It might be closing. 100 is a lot. Like I said, it's a competitive business, and I think some of the mom and pops are closing them out probably. I have to say this. My favorite coffee is Wawa coffee, but that's only in New Jersey and Philly where you can get it. I mean, I even begged them to let me run a franchise. Please, I'll give up my career. I want to run a franchise. Just so I can have Wawa coffee, and they will not franchise to anyone. But we also had Dunkin' Donuts, and when I would work in a studio in New York, the guys would always ask me to grab Dunkin' Donuts on my way in from Brooklyn, and I would stop and get a giant. Have you ever had the giant cup of Joe? You know, the box.
Not.
Oh, it's great. You bring in this box, and it's full of coffee, and it's hot. And then whatever donuts. So I would always be that person that brought them in. I bet they miss me.
Yeah,
see? And I can't do that for you. I can give you a virtual donut, but I'm not there in the studio. So what can you do? I'm in a satellite facility, and you're in Minnesota. I'm going to have to come up there and do a show. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to come up and do a show, but it's not going to be in the winter.
Yeah, we've got a little studio here, but you don't want to be up here in the winter.
No, it's going to be in the spring. I'll go to a Twins game. Well, I'll take everyone out. We'll go to that cool German restaurant. What's that German restaurant in Minneapolis? Everybody talks about it.
I'm trying to think.
Oh, it's awesome.
What you're talking about, but I can't think of
it. I ate there one time. I was there for a music thing a long time ago, and it was incredible. It was fabulous. Absolutely. And by the way, that reminds me, anybody listening to the show, if you live in a cool place and there's some cool food there, it's happening, we're taking a show on the road. So let me know. I want to hear about the cool places, especially when it comes to like barbecue or I'm in search of the best cheeseburger ever, that kind of thing. So on to our next true or false. Jordan Spieth, who this year was absolutely incredible and just won $10 million at the FedEx playoffs, and he won the Masters to start off the season and has had an incredible year. His caddy, Michael Greller, who was a school teacher, because of the success Jordan Spieth has had, has made over $2 million this year.
Ooh, I want to say true.
Nice. Bingo. Because he gets 10% of Jordan's earnings. So
oh, wow.
Jordan's made a mint. Yeah. And Michael Greller was just a school teacher, but he hooked up with Jordan and carried his bag, was his caddy since he was about 15 years old. And he really liked this guy, felt comfortable with him. So when he went on tour, he asked him to come out on tour with him. He did. And that's the best decision Michael Greller ever made.
I bet.
I talked to him briefly when he was in Dallas, and he's just the happiest guy. I mean, he's like his smile. You can't imagine. It's like the Joker smile. It's so big, and he's having the time of his life, he said, and I don't blame him. Absolutely. All right, here's another true or false for you. The Martian opens this week. I can't wait. Matt Damon stars. Is it based on a book, or is it a screenplay? So is it based on a book, true or false?
I think it is based on a book. I'm going to say true.
True. It is based on a book, and the book is a pretty good book. The whole idea about how do you survive on Mars, you know, everybody leaves you, and you're there by yourself, and now you got to figure out how to grow something, and that's what Matt Damon will go through. If you haven't read the book, oh, you should read it. It's a great book. I love it. And I think this movie is going to be really good. We do our cheap movie review coming up a little bit later in the show. And I will review the movie The Martian. And I think it's going to do really, really well. All right. Last one, Danielle, my brother. Hurricane Joaquin has slammed into Mexico. And it's on track to possibly hit Los Angeles with 130-mile-an-hour winds.
I'm just going to be hopeful on this and hope false.
I like that. I like how you backed into that. I'm going to be hopeful. It is false because Joaquin slammed into the Bahamas, and it's a nightmare, and it's on track to smash into the East Coast. It's 130-mile-an-hour winds right now, and it's a Cat 4. And my friends who are weather people tell me Cat 4 is somewhere you don't want to be near. That's when the trees bend back so far they're like slingshots when they boomerang back and you see boats that are turned upside down. So extremely dangerous. Will it actually smack into the United States with that kind of force? I mean, who knows? The odds of the mainland seeing the first landfalling hurricane in 15 months are dwindling because the track continues to trend further to the east. So the storm could pass close to the New England coast. It's becoming increasingly possible that Joaquin will pass even further east, maybe hitting Bermuda, but possibly missing the United States. So it's a 50-50 chance at this point. Thank you, Daniel.
Yeah,
nice
no
job.
Problem.
A lot of fun. All right, you can always email the show, americatonight.net. Thanks for hanging with us.
With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.